From Washington, this is VOA News. The alleged attacker of the U.S. Embassy in Benghazi is brought to the U.S. A World Cup round of 16 is underway. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Ahmed Abu Akatala, the accused ringleader of the deadly attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya in 2012, has pleaded not guilty in a federal courthouse in Washington. Katala arrived in Washington Saturday morning from a U.S. Navy ship and was formally charged with murder and terrorism. He faces the death penalty if convicted. The United States accuses him of being the ringleader of the September 11, 2012 attack, which killed U.S. Ambassador Christopher Stevens and three other Americans. At the World Cup, Brazil has defeated Chile by a penalty kick in the opening match of the World Cup's round of 16. The teams are deadlocked 1-1 after 90 minutes of play and 30 minutes of overtime. Penalty sessions won it. Brazil's Neymar faked out Chilean goalkeeper Claudio Bravo to find the back of the net, while a shot by Chile's Arturo Vidal hit the side post. The Iraqi army Saturday launched what it calls a major offensive to retake the northern city of Tikrit from Sunni extremists. There are no early reports of casualties. The rights group Human Rights Watch said Friday analysts of photographs and satellite imagery strongly indicates that ISIL extremists conducted mass executions in Tikrit after seizing control of the city. In Syria, at least 12 people have been reported dead in the rebel-held Damascus suburb of Douma following a car bombing. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Amateur video showed rescue workers carrying a bleeding child to a makeshift ambulance. Bodies were visible amid the chunks of rubble. Young men shouted and screamed as they searched for victims. Witnesses say the explosion hit a popular market as crowds were milling through the area. Arab satellite channels reported that at least a dozen people were killed. The explosion took place in the rebel-held Damascus suburb of Douma in the northeastern region of the capital, known as the Eastern Ghouta. Syrian government media did not immediately report the blast. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Officials in northeastern Nigeria say an explosion at a small hotel has killed 10 people and injured 14. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast late Friday on the outskirts of the city of Bauchi. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said the best chance for settling the Ukrainian crisis would have been better with Russia and its European partners negotiating. Lavrov accuses the United States of encouraging Ukraine to challenge Moscow. In televised remarks Saturday, Lavrov said, quote, "Our American colleagues still prefer to push the Ukrainian leadership toward a confrontational path." U.S. President Barack Obama says he will continue to take action on his own as long as the congressional Republicans block his economic agenda.
The problem is Republicans in Congress keep blocking or voting down almost every serious idea to strengthen the middle class.
Mr. Obama said in his weekly address that he has already taken action to attract new jobs, raise workers' wages, and help students pay off their loans.
This year alone, they've said no to raising the minimum wage, no to fair pay, no to student loan reform. No to extending unemployment insurance.
In the Republican address, Louisiana Representative Bill Cassidy pushed for growing the U.S. energy, manufacturing, and construction industries, including approval of the Keystone XL oil pipeline to create jobs. Sarajevo is marking 100 years since the first two shots of World War I were fired. The occasion was being marked with concerts, speeches, and exhibitions celebrating peace in Europe. On June 28, 1914, Serb teenager Gavrilo Princip assassinated Austro-Hungarian Crown Prince Franz Ferdinand, who was in the city to inspect his occupying troops in the empire's eastern province. A century later, Sarajevans gathered along the river where Princip fired his shots. In the town of Visegrad, Serbia's Republika Srpska president Milorad Dodik called Princip's gunshot not aimed at Europe, but for freedom. Austrians in the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra performed works of European composers reflecting the events and promoting unity in Europe. More on these and other stories at our website, voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in the VOA Newsroom in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.